This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. That's Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. And this time, we are emphasizing the word entertaining because this one is going to be entertaining. We've already talked about the judge that points the gun at lawyers, allegedly. We're going to talk about a lawyer who puts a hit on his former client or allegedly puts a hit. Is the argument?
He
was convicted and served time.
Yeah, there we go. That's right. That's
he
right.
Actually admitted to it.
Yeah. But, and then we're going to talk about a lawyer's remark that gets him in trouble. We're going to talk about what happens if your date stands you up. We're going to talk about that. And then we've got case or no case in a second here. Remember, seek counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving you legal advice. So, Cal, I just want people to get in right away and get this going.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
If you say it, it is your wish is my command, and it's this way. A 38-year-old California woman has already been convicted of embezzlement, a fairly significant amount. And then she submitted a note to the federal judge after she was convicted before sentencing saying that she had a biopsy that revealed she has cancerous cells in a body part. The doctor said she could not work to earn restitution and should not spend time in prison because of her condition. Another note indicated she was undergoing a surgical procedure and that her cancer had spread to other body parts. Yet another letter warned she cannot be exposed to COVID-19 in prison because of her fragile state. Her company, Paul Anderson Steele, was suspicious. They knew this woman was a skilled liar and would stop at nothing to avoid actually earning money or actually serving time. Ashley Chavez was her name. She was out on bond at the time these letters came in, so Anderson Steele decided to call her bluff and went to the court and asked that they demand an independent medical examination. The judge says, oh, I'm one step ahead of you. Guess what? The cancer and the notes were all fake. So Peterson Steele decided that was enough. They went to their corporate lawyer to see if they could sue Ms. Chavez to make sure that whenever she earned anything, that they would get their restitution. They asked their lawyer, Denise Dirks, if they had a case or no case. And do they?
She was convicted of embezzlement, correct?
That was already done, yes.
Okay. And the company that we're talking about, this talking to the lawyer, is the victim in the embezzlement case.
Correct. The company that lost the, upwards of six figures, over six figures.
Yeah. Right. And so the question becomes, who enforces the restitution, or may that victim sue and get a civil judgment that they can collect against her? Is that what I'm understanding?
Now, by the way, I did not tell you this. This case was heard in a federal court. Just wanted you to be aware of that, okay? I don't know why, but it was.
Oh, well, because they're from different jurisdictions, maybe, or we had a federal question. Okay, this is a case.
Well,
this
that's
is a
good
case.
Observation.
No, it's not the embezzlement case. The question is there a way for the victim to collect money against her?
There was an embezzlement case in federal court. That's what counts.
Yes.
Okay, not
yes,
the
yes.
Case. Okay.
Correct. So this is a case, and I do believe that if they sued her civilly, that they could get a judgment that they can enforce. But if they're trying to enforce the restitution, I don't believe that's their job. I think the enforcement of the restitution goes to the federal court or somehow, or a federal entity. Because I really don't know how criminal restitution works, to be honest. Todd does, and he gets to go last. And that is me and Fred.
No, I got it down. No, Denise, don't throw me in the bus. I got it down.
I wasn't going to throw you in the bus. Oh, I was going to say you were just as ignorant as I was, but
no, I'm
not going to say that.
I know what I'm doing.
Okay, I'm going to say I'm ignorant, but I'm going to say it is a case, and yes, they can sue her.
All right, Cal, you ready for this?
I am ready for yours, Mr.
Okay,
Penny.
There's a real federal court case that, as you stated, the embezzlement civil case, there's no such case. They did not bring a case against her due to the fact they know they couldn't. What's the purpose? There's, number one, they're not going to get anything out of her. And number two, if this is in California and like other states, they can go get some money from victims of crime. I don't know if a company can. I know individuals can. There's a victim of a crime
fund. There's a victim's fund, yeah.
And if you actually lose money, you can go get that out of the victims of crime. I don't know if corporations can, but I know individuals can. This is, they do not end up suing her civilly.
Hmm. Okay. Mr. Kunin, what do you think about this?
Well, well, well.
Thanks for putting one in my wheelhouse.
We're going to get schooled right now.
I know the way this would work out on the state level. I don't know if the federal level is the same, but I'm going to hope that it is for purposes of my answer. I do have a question, though, about what you consider. I have to ask these clarification questions after last week. What do you consider a, quote, case? If she files a collection action, if she gets a court order, if she seeks that the sheriff impose or gets a wage guard, if they get a wage garnishment, does that constitute a case for purposes of this?
Sure.
Oh, good heavens. Because here's the deal. In California, what happens is when a person is ordered to pay restitution, usually that restitution has to be paid. They can make payments, but that restitution is to be paid during the course of probation. So if they get a 3-year probation or a 5-year probation, they make restitution payments. And any amount at the conclusion of probation that has not been paid immediately converts to a civil judgment that then the victim is able to pursue any and all means by which, I mean, they don't have to sue to get it. They've already got the civil judgment, and they can seek to enforce that by wage garnishments and any way that they can do that. And the fact that there was a case does not also preclude them from suing civilly for the same violation. So in this case here, I would say that while the person is on probation, they cannot get any sort of wage garnishment unless they sue civilly, and they chose not to. They're relying on the probation. They're relying on the restitution amount of the criminal case. They have to wait for probation to be done in order for them
so
to.
So say that in simple English.
Wow,
case
that was a
or
lot
no
of
case.
Words.
All of that.
What are you trying to say, Todd?
No case.
Ay, ay, ay.
Boy, talk about a lawyer charging by the hour.
Darn straight.
Anybody want to call me and ask me a question?
Can I ask you a simple question? An half later. Well, here's your bill, ma'am. I just ask you if the light was red or green.
Welcome to the Todd Kunin word salad.
Well, it is an interesting scenario, isn't it? Interesting possibility, because people do steal all the time, unfortunately. And this woman was a bad actor. It was already proved in court that she had embezzled $160,000 and then sent these phony notes to the judge, which kept her out of jail 6 additional months, according to the federal judge, when he reviewed the whole matter. So, the federal official said there was no case from Peterson Steele, but the federal judge also said restitution already factors into the sentence, and she will have this order hanging over her head until every penny of restitution is repaid. So now I would say Peterson Steele did not file a case.
No, they didn't.
And therefore, I would say
Fred and Denise win.
There was no case, then Fred and Denise win. That's my view.
Fred and Denise and Todd, I said no case.
Oh, you said no case?
No, it's Fred and Todd, and I'm honest because I said it was a case she could
sue. Oh, that's right. Me. That's right.
So I get 0.
And then
see
get
how honest
each.
I am, and you guys sometimes question my math.
Look, proposed because of Denise and what she just said, that she be awarded 1 point for ethics.
No! No!
No.
1-855-LAW-RADIO. Join us. We're going to be back and talk more about lawyers who are trying to put a hit on their client. We're back.
And next hour, the white-hot housing market in Wisconsin comes into play on Case or No Case. That's next hour. We'll be right back.
Aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308. Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
This is Radio Law Talk.
So in Illinois, There's an attorney by the name of Smeckle, and he represented, now keep this straight, a guy by the name of Brian Hegg, H-E-G-G. So this is his client, Brian Hegg, about a custody matter. So Denise understands and knows this, involving his former girlfriend. So obviously they had a child together. And somehow, Smeagol says, I'm representing you, Brian Hegg, but you know what? Your ex-girlfriend's pretty darn cute, but I'm going against her, but she seems pretty cute. And next thing you know, Smeckle and his ex and his client's ex-girlfriend become romantically involved. And during the custody matter, supposedly. And so he goes, you know what? I'm just going to drop you, Mr. Hegg, as my client so I can date your former girlfriend and get together with her, which they do. They become engaged in like 2011, right?
And they move in, the child, mm-hmm. Hegg's child and his former girlfriend move in with his former attorney.
And that's right. So what happens? Okay, now that's set up, Denise, the one that does this type of family law stuff, what happens after that?
Well, obviously the custody battle still went on, and Hegg, or the attorney Smeckle, was getting, you know, anxious about it, or, you know, feeling very protective about his fiance, and, you know, just wanted to get rid of his former client, so he was out of the picture. So the custody battle will end, and there's no problems anymore for his fiance. And so, you know, this attorney decides to try to hire a hitman to kill his former client. And the thing is, he tries to hire all these different people, and he offers to pay $25,000 for a neighbor. And somebody tells the FBI. Nope, it wasn't the FBI. It was the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. So they set an agent in place. He pays to the agent $8,500 as part payment to kill Hegg, his former client, and alas, Smeckle is arrested. He does admit to it. He pleads to it. He serves 8.5 years.
Yep, 2012,
right.
He went in.
He admits to it because he admits to this felony. He admits also to being disbarred.
2013.
Consents to it, I should say.
Yeah, he agrees to it.
Then, when he gets out after serving his time, you know, he's rehabilitated now, he thinks, and he says, I want to practice law again. So then he
I want to kill another client.
So then he tries to practice law again, and he files his request to be reinstated, and the agency that was reviewing him, they basically said, no. And because he didn't really appreciate that he was trying to kill his former client, he just doesn't seem to get the connection here that what he did could have resulted in a death of his former client.
But somehow it seemed normal to him. Well, that's just what people do, I guess.
That's
right.
Right. Yeah. And so now what happens? He's going to have to appeal it, and the final appeal is with the state superior, our Supreme Court.
But, you know, we don't bet here, but if I was a betting man, I'm going to give him, like, 1,000-to-1 odds of winning. I think if I put, you know, $100 on it, I could win $100 and $101.
I don't know. What state is this? That's critical.
Illinois.
I don't know. Pretty corrupt place it's been known to be. I'm not saying it is, but I'm saying it's been known to be fairly corrupt. Who knows? Maybe you could buy off a guy.
Maybe Jesse Smollett is sitting there going, I feel you, dude.
I think
you're never going to get a fair shake in this state.
I think there's a song about it, right? The Night Chicago.
Right?
Isn't that about corruption?
I just work here.
It is.
All right.
Absolutely.
So, Mom's got a good opinion. So the guy's name is Smeagol, right? S-M-E-I-K-E-L. Now, anybody who's seen Lord of the Rings knows the character Smeagol. And what was that guy, Smeagol, willing to do just for the little ring, his little precious? He would kill. He would thieve. He would steal. I mean, he was just demented because he was intoxicated by this ring. What I want to see...
My precious.
I want to see the girl that he did all this for. Because I did a little research after we got this for Cakes.
I want to see it.
Apparently she was very good looking, some people that had commented, but there's no picture of her. And if I'm him on appeal, if she was that good looking, I would bring up Lord of the Rings, and then I would say, I present to you Exhibit A, here's a picture. And maybe there's a judge that says, well, normally I'm not in favor of attorneys trying to kill their, hired to kill their former clients, but in this case, I'll allow. I don't, is that what he's expecting?
What's he going to say?
Well, in this case, it's frowned upon behavior. It's more of a guideline than a rule, really. What is he expecting?
He's expecting the judge to go, well, nobody was killed, and maybe next time it might happen, but...
Let who among us cast the first stone? Really?
Right.
Could you see being the first client? Yeah, I'd like to, I'm going to handle this case for you. Oh, okay. I mean, why is it? Why are you 50% discount? Because if we don't get along, I'm going to have an issue with you and take care of you.
I mean, what do you...
No, the judge says you can only handle cases with unattractive women on the other side.
I mean, at some point, does the court pull out the Ten Commandments and go, all right, let's just get on the list here. Not covering another man's...
Check.
Okay. Envy. Check. Check. Murder. Check. Whoa, that's like 3 of 10.
Yeah. I mean, that's not bad, really, if you are a defense lawyer.
Thou shalt not covet thy wife. What about the covet one? Thou shalt not covet thy wife. What's thy one?
If you were 3 out of 10 in baseball, you'd be a millionaire playing for the Padres, for crying out loud.
Oh, my
whatever.
Gosh. After this, we're going to talk to you about a lawyer's remarks, and we're going to make Denise talk about this one, because I'm not going to talk about this one, because I don't understand about what's going on. But anyway, something about Tuesday, but I'm not into the Tuesday thing, so we'll be back after this.
So we can't connect the judge with the gun and the lawyer who's the hitman. But it would be great if they were tied together.
And then you got something about Tuesday coming up.
Right? Think about that.
I don't know what's going on.
Lots on Radio Law Talk, and you're not going to want to miss a second of it on Entertaining Saturday for Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-721-4869. 800-721-4869. That's 800.
USA Radio News.
President Biden made his first live appearance.
virtually since he was diagnosed with COVID-19, participating in a meeting with his economic team on gas prices.
Let me start by apologizing for my voice. I'm feeling much better than I sound.
Mr. Biden has been isolating in the White House residence, and he and the people around him have been emphasizing the 79-year-old president is hard at work for the American people. A fast-moving wildfire near Yosemite National Park has erupted, prompting evacuations, even as firefighters make progress against an earlier blaze that burned to the edge of giant sequoia trees. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No fun. That's true.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So there's a case going before a San Diego judge in California Superior Court, and it's just a normal case. And what happens is this judge, they all appear together, and the defendant's lawyer loses something that's, it's not like a minor loss, but it's like they dismiss the case, basically. And he's upset. But he is very, very, I want to say calm, cool, and collected in at the end. And the judge literally comments like, well, thank you. Basically, thank you. You're very polite and kind. We appreciate it. You know, after a loss, a lot of lawyers they don't say anything rude. They just walk out, I'm done. I walk out, don't say anything. But he happened to want to, say something. And so, Denise, why don't you quote his whole sentence, what he says. Do you see it there? Because
I do. Okay. Says, at the end, and he says this to the judge and to the other people in the courtroom.
Yeah, there are women. There's women on the other side.
Right. There's two women that were opposing attorneys. And he says, I hope this doesn't sound unctuous. I need to know the definition of that because I think this might be the key. But I hope this doesn't sound unctuous. But just to end the weekend on a good note, I want to thank the court staff. I always thank the court staff, by the way.
Yes.
I want to say to have a good weekend to Mr. DiMaria. I want to say have a good weekend to Ms. French. And I want to say have a good weekend to both MTS Council, that was the other council involved that were women. I'll see you next Tuesday. See you next Tuesday. Quote, and the judge goes, well, that was really kind of you. Thank you. You know, that was a nice way to end this, you know,
case.
And this was not an in chambers. This is like in the courtroom, yeah. In the public are present. And this terminology later, the judge found out later that there was a secret kind of in that expression that was very, very, very mean, cruel, nasty,
offensive,
disrespectful, and offensive to women. Misogynist, no doubt about
yeah.
it. And I didn't know this expression. Of course, Todd knew it since he was in law school. Uh-huh.
I never heard
but
the expression.
I'd never heard
I
it either.
Know.
So, you know, apparently there's this kind of lingo. And because I've seen it before. I've seen, you know, see you next week. You know, yeah, you're yeah, talking yeah. in kind of shortened words, or you're just trying to use just the alphabet and not the full word to say something, like LOL, that means laugh out loud, right?
Uh-huh.
So apparently, see you next Tuesday means
don't say
see you next anyway. Week,
yeah.
where you do see you, and just, if you look at next Tuesday,
he was spelling out nasty words.
He was spelling out a nasty word, actually calling the two female attorneys that had won the case and was his opposing counsel in the case, those words.
And by the way, unctuous means to be ingratiatingly flattering. In other words, overly flattering. Yeah. He said, well, I hope I'm not being overly flattering when I call you this particular
No,
name.
I thought that was the key for me, because that word is one that I don't hear people use very much.
Unctuous, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought, you know what, he is ready to say something really bad by saying that word first. You're going to go, huh, what does that mean, you know, and you don't know, and it's vague and kind of, you know, ambiguous in a way, that word. So,
but think about it. Okay, it's Friday. I'll see you next Tuesday. I'll be going Tuesday. What's going on?
Everybody.
I'm looking at my calendar. I'm like, we're going to dinner. We're going to lunch. But how it was brought up to the judge is in chambers. Apparently, the women counsel went in to talk to the judge in chambers and said, we need to tell you something, and this is what
right.
this means.
And you know what? The attorney admitted it and said it was
sorry,
that they
yeah,
that
yes.
that he had kind of an ongoing game, if you will, with people in his firm to see if they could get away with saying that and nobody would know, and that he realized how disrespectful it was, and he did apologize.
Right.
But the judge has now made a recommendation, not a recommendation, has referred him to for state bar proceedings.
What a so. Great corporate culture they must have, huh?
But that was interesting.
I mean,
well,
really?
The thing that's interesting, too, that Denise and I, you know, look, we are a little bit naive growing up, and Denise and I talk about that, but I didn't think I was that naive. I had no idea. Well, I was like, what's the big deal here, you know? Todd's like,
Todd probably invented the phrase.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Did you not learn anything from the Johnny Depp trial? Good heavens. No, I did not invent the phrase. I do know, and I had mentioned this before, I'm a have some people that I went to law school with. They used to do a thing called, it was like deposition transcript bingo,
oh,
where if they could come up with a phrase or say a word or something, and then if it showed up in the transcript, then they'd circulate the transcript and somebody get, you know,
weird.
A certain shot up on there. And the thing that really struck out to me was the word unctuous is not a typically used word, and I would think that would be the word
right.
for bingo, but apparently this other phrase, you know, I could see that. I think it would be stupid if that was on somebody's board, but I could see somebody doing that, trying to make a joke and get back. Look at this. They used it in a hearing and nobody caught it. Ha ha ha. But it appears in this one, not only did the two female attorneys take offense at it, I mean, they took offense immediately. When you talk about in-person chambers, well, you know the judge isn't going to let them come back and talk without the other guy
That's
being
right.
there. I think that, and again, it's on a Friday afternoon, that as soon as it was said, the two other attorneys knew exactly what he meant and said, Judge, we need to talk in chambers, or they raised it and the judge says, I don't want to talk about it here on the record. Let's go back to chambers and talk about it. And everybody's there. He immediately admitted to the judge what he had done, and the judge had to refer him, but this was addressed very quickly, very immediately. And you know, look, if it,
and I think very appropriately.
I agree. And the other error made by this attorney is if you have just finished what was arguably a contested hearing and you lost, you already know that the other side's radar is up because they're in adversary mode. Why would you say something that's a clear red flag? It's just, yeah.
It seems rather immature to me. Maybe that's wrong, but maybe that's the wrong phraseology. Right. But it just seems very immature.
Like, no, I think it was immature. Totally immature.
Very, very
especially,
much so.
Especially,
lawyers being immature? I can't imagine.
Well, yes, I think that happens sometimes, Mr. Penny.
I'm shocked. I know lawyers are mature the whole time. Let's move on. Let's talk about, listen, here's another wackadoo thing. A Michigan woman is suing a man for $10,000 for standing her up on a date. Now, she claims that it caused her emotional distress because that was the date that was her mother's birthday who had passed away, and it caused her stress, et cetera, et cetera. This poor guy goes on a date with this woman, and they have a date, and clearly something happened. What? No, he went on one date.
Oh,
it's his second date. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was
yeah.
the first.
Yeah,
I
no, okay. The first date he goes on a date, and clearly he probably said after that, yeah, not going on another one. And somehow there's another date set up, and then he cancels on it, right? That's what he does. So isn't that right?
He ghosts her.
Yeah, he ghosts her. He ghosts her. So, you say we had one date and nothing else after that. Now I'm being sued for $10,000 is what he says.
Is this in small claims?
I don't know. This is in Michigan. But no, this is what happened. No. And so what happened is the judge argues, look, the judge basically threw it out and said, you're in the wrong courthouse. You're in the wrong courthouse. Stop talking. I see what you're doing.
Denise started it. I saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, it was interesting why the judge said it was in the wrong courthouse.
Yes.
And what happened between the plaintiff and the judge.
I know.
I kind of got the feeling the judge was a little fed up with this person who has a history of filing lawsuits.
A lot of lawsuits in the past.
And this was filed as a civil action, right?
Right.
And so as soon as she from context, it appears that she made some reference to the conduct of the named defendant being criminal in nature, at which point the judge says, well, then you're in the wrong courthouse. You need to go over there. That's the criminal courthouse, not here. This is civil.
I thought it was dismissed because it was in civil and it should have been in small claims.
No,
you get what I mean?
He pushed it over to criminal.
That's so funny.
You got to go over to the because this is not a you know what the judge is doing? Henry and I got in a little argument the other judge yesterday. All right, yeah, here you go. You go over to this court. This is the one. All right, when we come
back,
we're going to come back and finish up talking about these weird cases, man. We got weird cases today. We'll be back.
More Radio Law Talk is coming up right here on your favorite local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com, where you can hear all of our episodes at no charge. Just by click on Listen Live, and you can go through all of them. They're all right there on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Boys are weird. Who told you that?
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
I love to talk, and that's why I have a radio show, but sometimes it's more Denise and Todd's turn. But with this, I want them to talk about this one. This one's interesting. A judge is suspended. Now, let me tell you what happens in court. A lot of times the plaintiffs will bring a case, and then defense will bring a counterclaim. They'll do the defense, and there'll be a, what's called a cross-complaint or a counter-complaint back against the plaintiffs, right? Say, no, well, not only that, you're suing me for X, but I want X amount back from you, blah, 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 right? So this is what happens in this case in Washington. It's in Cowlitz County. I have no idea where that is. And the judge gets censored and suspended. Censored means kind of, I'm going to say a slap on the hand, and suspended without pay for 10 days. So what did she do? Does anybody want to say what she did that was interesting? And Denise, you even said you've seen this happen in the past.
Yeah, this used to happen. Okay, so what happened is that there was a case before her, and she issued two judgments that were inconsistent with each other, a judgment in favor of the plaintiff, and then there was a judgment in favor of the defendants. And she couldn't explain why. It appeared she had issued the judgment in favor of the defendants on a non-existing counterclaim. And while I haven't seen this exact scenario, I've seen in the past, and it happened a long time ago, it's not something that currently is happening, but on domestic violence restraining order, somebody would file a domestic violence restraining order, and if during the trial there is enough facts to support another one protecting the other party from the one seeking the restraining order, there were some judges that would issue two domestic violence restraining orders, although only one of the parties had actually applied for. And that happened in the past. It doesn't happen now because, you know, it was clearly adjudicated to be wrong. So in this particular case, she issued two judgments she couldn't explain. And then in another one, which was a traffic court case, she had kind of expressed to a litigant that she believed they were guilty of the traffic infraction. She took a break, discussed something off the record and out of the sight of everybody else with that particular litigant, defendant, and came back and dismissed the case without any reasoning for it. So, of course, it just looks bad. So when she was brought up before the Judicial Commission, she couldn't explain the two judgments, and she also did not explain the dismissal, but her penalty was getting suspended for 10 days without pay. Censor is when you kind of get like you did something really wrong, and there's in California there's two kinds. There's a public and there's a non-public censor. This one doesn't say if it's public or non-public, but a censor is something, you know, basically it's a slap on the hand, but it's more of a slap on the face in a way, just because it's telling you you did something wrong from an agency that disciplines
you. It's like sticking you out in the public. Yeah. As a
it's discipline. So she also had to agree, or she agreed as part of her discipline, that she would not seek re-election. She was an elected judge. She would not seek re-election or seek to get public office without approval from the commission. So she limited herself in the future as to what she can do without permission of the commission. So that I thought was a very important part. This was in Washington State. Anyway, we don't often see things about judges getting suspended.
Well, the interesting thing about it, and to make this part a little simpler, basically what happened, you know, is they brought a suit and she awarded the defendant something that they didn't counterclaim. You know, in other words, they didn't do their job or they didn't ask for anything. She goes, well, but you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give that to you. You know, well, plaintiff's counsel's like, they didn't ask for that. And not only asked for it, they didn't cross complain or set it in their papers. So that's what started.
The interesting thing to me as I look at this, now this may just be the way that the article from the ABA Journal was worded, but I noted that it said that the judge was unable to explain why two judgments were awarded under her signature and an award, and why an award on a never asserted counterclaim was provided. And so the only thing, and I could be just unduly parsing things out. I know when I worked for the district attorney's office, and sometimes you see this, they had a stamp for my name. And there would be, if a complaint was filed and I filed a complaint, I didn't sign it, they would stamp it. And sometimes you have stamps for certain judicial officials as well. And I, you know, she's unable to explain why an award was made under her signature. I don't know if it was she signed it or if it was a stamp, but the thing is even if it was erroneous like that, judge, you gotta keep on top of this. You have to be in charge of your staff. You have to be in charge of what's going on in the courtroom. Things should not be issued under your name if you are taking control of the courtroom. These issues all occurred over a small period of time. The traffic infraction incident was in June of 2021, and then the signature was in August of 2021. So it was just during the summer of last year. I don't know what was going on. There's probably a lot of things that we don't know. The thing about the traffic case to me that is probably the most egregious and why she was reprimanded there was, look, if she thought the person was guilty and was going to dismiss the case, you come back on the record and you state why. You say, you know, in the interest of justice, you list certain factors why you're going to dismiss the case, notwithstanding the evidence. But the egregious part here is the off-the-record conversation with the litigant. And then the next question is, was anybody representing the other side? In every traffic case, it's the state versus that person. Who was representing the state in that conversation with the judge? And if nobody was there, that's what makes this particularly egregious, not only because the state was not there, but it just looks really bad. Like, theoretically, somebody could have a pipeline to get their cases dismissed if they go up and talk to the judge without anybody there.
Right. And there are a lot of times when traffic court judges will look at a person's record and say, you know what, you've got a perfect record here. I'm just going to dismiss it. And they explain why they're doing it on the record. And they do it before there's any discussion, you know, outside of that case. It's all there on the court record. Both parties are there, and usually the state doesn't matter. They don't mind it not matter. They don't mind that that's happening because they also are not going to be such a hard person saying, oh, I'm going to destroy this person's record. And it's a traffic court infraction. So all it's going to do is make them pay higher insurance, maybe, you know, or they might have a fine. So, I mean, she hadn't been a judge very long. She was elected in 2019, and she made these mistakes. And I just think as she has more opportunity and experience and stuff, this type of thing would not happen again. And like you said, there could have been something going on in her life during that very short period
of time. Well, I've talked to judges, and we all know judges that are, especially ones that move from the civil practice or the DA's office, and they move into the as a judge. There's a lot of stuff you have to know as a judge. A judge is just, you've got the possibility of appeal. Or don't forget, lawyers, you're working on like one case, that case, you work on a number of them, but you can focus on the case. Judges are hearing sometimes, you know, 50 cases a day. And they gotta, you know, make a decision. Boom, 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 boom. And a lot of times, judges, I know some that have come from the district attorney's office. Oh, okay, they've been in their year. They're doing criminal. It's easy from. Oh, by the way, you're in the family law court now.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Never touched the family law. So they struggle.
You know, I wanted to say something. This is something that happened. I was in my very first jury trial, and the judge was talking. Somebody objected, and somebody, you know, something was going on, and I looked up at the ceiling because I was trying to think what it meant in the Court of Appeals and how that would be if it was appealed, right? And the judge said, Ms. Dirks, the answer is not on the ceiling.
Oh, nice.
It was
awesome.
Funny.
Todd, he went out Judge Judy on you is what he did.
I was just going to say, we wondered where Cowlitz County was, and it's south of Tacoma, north of Portland. It's about halfway between Tacoma, Washington, and Portland, Oregon.
Portland.
We'll be back. Hour number three. We're going to do another case or no case. We're going to talk about Ricky Martin. We'll be back.
Get a little Ricky Martin in your life. That's coming up next on the Radio Law Talk right here with Frederick Penny, Denise Dirks, and Todd Kunin, and you. And we thank you for listening. We'll be back.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.